A new snow removal program in the city of Syracuse is getting off to a bit of a slow start. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's taking longer than expected to find contractors who will plow sidewalks on some especially busy streets, with negotiations continuing with contractors who might take on the job.
It's an old story in snowy Syracuse. Sidewalks in certain areas don't get cleared, forcing pedestrians to make the dangerous choice of walking in the street. It's what prompted the city's new sidewalk snow removal program. The city wants to use private contractors to keep high-traffic sidewalks and streets clear, and they wanted a pilot program in place by December. Problem is, the first request for proposals to find someone to do the job went unanswered, according to City Initiatives Chief Greg Lowe.
Not a big surprise in a situation where you're introducing a brand new program, no precedent for anybody having done it before, and an initiative that's complicated. You know, it involves quick turn response to weather conditions over a pretty varied terrain for 20 miles of the city.
Homeowners will still be required to clear sidewalks in front of their home. The new plan covers major thoroughfares like James Street and South Salinas Street after 3 inches of snow. And even when the city finds someone to do the job, Lowe expects a learning curve.
We're going to see bumps in the process, just as we've seen bumps now in the beginning. We'll see bumps in the next stage. We'll respond to them and we'll keep moving forward.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
Now, if the city wants to have a plan in place by January 1st, a deal needs to be reached with a contractor and be approved by the city's Common Council. And the council's last meeting of the year is this afternoon.